the unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect truth.
Is so immeasurable, even in 100,000 myriad calibers. Now we can see into it, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. One thing that I'm reminded of on this day when we celebrate the life of our founder, Rev. Master G.U. Kennett, is her emphasis on just doing that which needs to be done. And I think that of that as making an offering and as making that offering in the way that Dogen described the wisdom of charity, which I think would be better translated as generosity. And he said very simply, we make offerings though we ourselves receive nothing whatsoever in return. And you really could say that Zen training is, in much of its most practical application, simply the carrying this principle of making an offering without receiving anything in return into very detailed application in daily life. It is a large part of what we call mindfulness. And the willingness and the ability to recognize the need that is right in front of one. Perhaps it's better to say the opportunity to make a generous-hearted offering that is right in front of one. That awareness is a large part of what we call meditation. When we make that offering, we don't need to have any concepts in the way, or theories, ways of assessing what constitutes an unselfish offering and what does not. We just very simply can take the opportunity that's right in front of us to do that which needs to be done. Sometimes this relates to something as simple as a consideration of the safety of oneself and others. You know, picking up that toy that the child has left in front of a door so someone doesn't perhaps put their foot down on it and twist an ankle. You know, cleaning up the mold that's starting to grow around in the corners of windows. Making sure there's an extra toilet paper roll so someone doesn't run out in time of dire need. You're washing the dishes, sweeping the sidewalk, making the bed, preparing a meal, and then doing all the things one does in one's work in the world, and doing it not with the thought of what am I getting out of it. Of course, normally one's getting some kind of monetary compensation, and that's necessary because it's hard to make that offering that you're making there if you can't survive. And the money you make helps you survive and helps your family survive. But making the focus, the main focus of one's work, just the doing of the work for its own sake, because it's something that genuinely needs to be done and someone's got to do it. And in these particular circumstances, it comes down to you. And then making an offering to those one works with of a positive attitude and a constructive approach towards things. You know, the list is endless, but our life is not endless. Our life is short. So we could think of our life as a period in which We have this precious opportunity to make offerings. For some years, there's been a popular phrase that people often use of making a difference. Some will say they want to make a difference, or that they're glad that they've been able to make a difference. And I think that they mean that hopefully the world's a better place for what they have been able to do in particular circumstances. If that's the meaning, and it's not just that you want things to be different than they are and you've done something to make them different than they are, because that difference could be a not so helpful difference too. But if it's that more sensible meaning, then that can be another way of expressing the same principle. Dogen also says that we don't need to worry about the seeming smallness of the offering. And I would like to end this little talk by emphasizing that. It's important not to judge the scale of things. Not to say this offering is greater and this one lesser. It is enough to just do the best that we know how to do in these present circumstances, whatever the circumstances might be. And when we simply don't know what to do, to remember to turn towards the eternal with a naive and childlike faith and ask for help. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to